Members of Congress are working with USDA officials at looking at programs to help out our U.S. ag producers. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. One of those keeping an eye on what's going on with the USDA and the current programs is U.S. Congressman Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. He's a member of the House Ag Committee.
Well, you're always going to have people want to spend more money, and you're always going to have people who want to spend less. I think the $12 billion, I get the sense that most members of Congress kind of want to see how far that goes first before they go putting a lot more into the top of the funnel. Now, the specialty crops did just get $1 billion. They're the folks that are probably grousing the most, but I don't think we're going to get anything done here in the next few weeks on that front. People do want to see how far the $1 billion goes.
Priorities as you start looking ahead at that calendar?
Well, I'm a big fan of a bill that would keep members of Congress from buying and selling individual stocks. We are going to get a vote on that here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to be a big strong yes, and I think we're going to get it passed into law. You know, I do think we want to, Congress needs to have a conversation about how involved we want to be in foreign affairs. Of course, there's a role for American leadership abroad, but I get pretty nervous when we start talking about invading Greenland and running Venezuela and regime change in Iran. I just want, whatever we do, let's make sure it's thoughtful and let's make sure that it serves American interests. I don't like too many of those foreign entanglements.
And of course, as we know, rumors throughout the marketplace can move these markets up and down rather very quickly.
Well, we know a lot of countries are looking for any excuse to shut their borders to American beef.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.